So something so devastating just happened that I had to talk about it. I'm actually cooking nachos at the moment. Hopefully it's not too loud. But mess around watching the Book of Clarence. Got it going on right now, and I was waiting for the pan to heat up. Tell me why. I got a good knee and I got a bad knee when I was younger. I fell on my knee. Seems like I damaged it for life or whatever. Not terribly, but like, it bothers me at times. So I got this table in front of the couch, like most people do. And I went to get my phone, not paying attention where I was going. Easily could have been avoided, but no. I run my knee directly into the point, the corner of the table. And I might as well have just kneed the table. Because basically that's what I did. Full momentum. Just not for full force. I just went completely into it. When I tell you that it hurt so bad that I just wanted to, my whole body just wanted to give out, like relax completely and just fall on the floor. But I was like, you know what? This pain ain't gonna pass. Let me just try to ignore it and go about my business. So after I catch myself, because I'm going towards the couch to pick up my phone. Before I can get to the phone, I hit my knee on the corner. So it looks like, and I'm standing on one leg, because the one that I hit, I got it stretched out to the back of me. So I'm doing like a Superman pose, and I kind of just dive into the couch, and I'm like, yo, this hurts. I catch myself before, you know, my face hits the couch because my arms, of course. I grab the phone and I start hopping on my good leg. And man, when I put my weight on the bad leg or the bad knee, bruh, it hurts all over again. So I do that up the stairs into the kitchen to get to this food so I can finally eat my nachos. And while I was in the kitchen, I was thinking, hey, this would be a great topic. I'm gonna say top three times that I hurt myself. Originally, it was top five, but I can't really think of five times. But I don't know if I want to tell number one. So I'm going to say top four and then leave one out of it. So number four. Okay, so four would be when I was mad young. I think my mother was helping me with homework or something. I'm just playing around, not paying attention. And you'll probably find out that this is a common thing with you too. Like, the more you don't pay attention, the more likely you are to get hurt, no matter what you're doing. It does not matter. You can be minding your damn business. Still gonna get hurt if you not paying attention. But, yeah, so I mess around. Somehow, my mother's holding a pencil. Bruh. I move my hand in such a way that the pencil stabs into it and the lead broke off into my hand. And I'm not sure if this is still around the time where they used real lead in pencils. So, you know, it's that whole thing of lead poisoning, but... Bruh. It burned. That was a special kind of pain, like... And then the pencil lead broke off into my hand, so I had to dig it out. Oh my goodness. And to this day, I still have a mark from the pencil lead. I guess it stained my skin or something. I don't know how it worked, but that was an interesting experience. That'll be number four. Number three. I fell on a treadmill. And that alone wouldn't be so bad. But like... Maybe it was the added embarrassment of people being around. And not just that, but I held onto the treadmill when I fell. And the belt was still going. And it skinned my knees. So that was, again, a very interesting experience. I didn't cry, surprisingly, but mostly because of adrenaline, I would say. But when I tell you, if you watch anybody on YouTube or funniest videos, you'll see exactly what happened to me. Because you think, oh snap, let me catch myself from falling. Nah, not when you're on a treadmill, bro. Just let go and let it happen, because eventually you're not going to be able to take it anymore. The way that belt be going, sand in you. You got to let go so you can get off. And it's so crazy because it seems like nobody ever thinks to hit the stop button on the treadmill when people do that. My people, I don't know if they were laughing at the time. I remember them laughing after, but I'm like, thinking all these years later, I'm thinking, why didn't they hit the stop button? But at the time, it probably happened so fast and whatever, but yeah, that was... And then after I let go, there was a wall behind the treadmill. So you hit the wall after your knees. And then you just walk it off, try to. And why it was so bad is after my brother seen me, what happened to me, this nigga was like, I'm going to get up there and do it too. And it was because I put it on the highest setting on this treadmill. That's how I fell. I didn't just fall because, you know, I couldn't keep up. Well, I didn't just fall because I wasn't paying attention this time. I just went above my limits. That's another way to hurt yourself. Going above and beyond. You heard the story 1,000 times, I'm sure. And number two... It's going to be a tie for number two, but I'm going to say this time I really had a bad stomach ache. Like, I thought I was gonna die. My stomach hurt so bad. I had to use the bathroom. And I think this was the first time this ever happened to me. Like, I didn't realize you could go more than once. So I'm at the toilet. I'm like, please, I'm over here praying, begging. I'm like, please let me get this out of me. My guts are making all types of sounds. It's a lot of liquid, a lot of brown. It was terrible. It was awful. That pain was so great. I think I shed a couple tears. Like, but real pain doesn't make you cry, I feel like. Real pain stops you in your tracks and you can't think straight. It's almost like you're in shock, I'd say. But yeah, I don't want to say my top one and the thing that it tied with because it's completely embarrassing. But yeah, that's the top three times I got hurt. But I started at number 4. I'll be careful out here.